thing. You just get to win the four tickets.
Lucky you.
Lucky you. All right, when we come back from break, it's public service announcement because it's a short
this
week, so it's already
CBS
Thursday.
News
and Dr.
On the
Crystal
hour,
Harley
presented
will
by Indeed.com.
This is
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. It's been the hottest week ever, not just in the U.S., but around the world. CBS's Tech Crunch reports from the world. Summer sizzle is gripping the globe. In the Pacific is pushing new world
records. Saturdays and Sundays at 1. Don't miss Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
January, the FDA fast-tracked the approval of Leqembi, which targets plaques in the brain associated with Alzheimer's. A clinical trial with 1,800 participants tested the drug against a placebo.
Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the
but
Civic
more than
Media
one in 10
app.
Users had
the
brain
Todd
swelling
Show.
Or bleeding.
The most
patients died. Without insurance,
the
Leqembi costs more than $26,000
sort of
a year, but full FDA approval could expand
a couple
coverage.
Of dudes who used to be Republicans. We were Dwight Eisenhower, Ronald Reagan, Tommy Thompson, Scott Klug Republicans.
Was in South Carolina
this Republican Party you got
jobs.
Now with Robin Boss and Devin Lemieux at the Republican Party at the top. Why don't start banning books, for God's sake?
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app, the Devil's Advocates radio show.
When you take the iconic Wienermobile and you call it the Frankmobile, come on, that is terrible. The Kraft Heinz Company announced the name change to celebrate the brand's 100% beef franks as the company debuts a new recipe. Well, no more lips and other things, I guess.
The Devil's Advocates radio show, weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app,
tells us
overall job the Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News.
Well, they finally got the first round of Wimbledon finished 2 days later than planned.
Captain Morgan and Diet Coke, man, that'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crew, weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio
CBS
station
News.
And on the app. Up North News Radio.
Find
Pat
great hires
Kretlow.
Fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all
right
in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country.
That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show,
Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature. DiscoverTheForest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show. Dominic, you're here with me in Madison, in the Solidarity Realty Studios. I'm going to call this one Happy July 5th, the Hangover Edition.
It's a hump day, seems like a Monday. Good to see you, Crudy, always. Evan, working the board, our fair audience. I'm just getting comfortable here, you know. Checking my pockets, and I got a little koozie from the weekend.
A can koozie?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a hell of a couple of days.
You got to keep
man.
Your beer cold.
Well, you never know. It is Wisconsin. You got to be prepared for all things.
Check your pockets. No cocaine falling out?
No, hell no.
Dominic, we got fine guests joining us in studio. Scott Ross, Firebrand. I'm not sure if he's got an official title.
Firebrand Gemini, friend of the Devil's Advocates, man.
Absolutely.
That's all you need.
He's joining us here in the Madison studio about 4:30. Also, over the weekend, and I'll share a little of my work. I worked.
What?
I worked on the 4th of July.
What?
C-SPAN hit.
Oh, yeah, forgot about that. Was that you? I wasn't sure.
It was me behind the graphic. We'll talk about that. But let's start with the most important story, air quotes. We're calling it the lead. Tony Evers has signed another Republican budget.
It is by evidence of Tony Evers' signature. It is by very definition, by nature, by fact, it is a bipartisan bill, Michael.
Don't tell Robin Voss that. He said he's basically stole all the Republicans' good ideas and then went back to his liberal ideology.
Oh, is that what it was?
I believe the quote's in this fine piece. Journalist Molly Beck and Jesse Apoyan at the Journal Sentinel. Now, Tony Evers uses veto powers to extend annual increases for public schools for the next four centuries.
Oh, wow.
Wow, talking about locking it in.
That is a commitment.
This, an interesting partial veto. Governor Tony Evers, a former public school educator, used his broad partial veto authority this week to sign into law a new state budget that increases funding for public schools for the next four centuries.
400 years.
The Evers Enlightenment? The surprise move, the surprise move will ensure districts state imposed limits on how much revenue they're allowed to raise will be increased by $325 per student each year until 2425, creating a permanent annual stream of new revenue for public schools and potentially curbing a key debate between Democrats and Republicans during each state budget writing cycle. Evers told reporters at a press conference at the Wisconsin State Capitol today his actions would provide school districts with predictable long-term increases for the foreseeable future.
Foreseeable.
Oh, yeah.
For 400 years, that's foreseeable.
Now, how did Tony pull off the 400-year of consecutive increases? Well, apparently, he crafted the four-century school aid extension by striking a hyphen and a 20 from the reference to the 2024-2025 school year. So he turned a hyphen into a new year, 2425, right? Yeah. The increase of $325 per student is the highest single-year increase in revenue limits in state history and will be for the next 400 years consecutively.
Wow.
Boom! Boom goes the dynamite. The veto was one of more than four dozen the Democratic governor made to the reshape the $99 billion, that's a lot of jing, $99 billion two-year state budget Republicans passed last week. Amongst the vetoes was the majority of the centerpiece of Republican lawmakers' budget plan, a $3.5 billion tax cut that focused relief for the state's wealthiest residents.
Well, it was the GOP budget, and that is their priority.
Instead, the reshape budget will provide $175 million. Boy, that's a big difference. $3.5 billion. Tony shaved it down to $175 million in tax relief and won't condense the state's four income tax brackets into three, as Republicans proposed.
Now, let's think about this for a moment. If he wiped out the Republicans' plan to give a tax break to the very wealthy, that was going to cost, what, $3.5 billion? And what he left in for the remainder of us, for those lowered brackets, was only $175 million. That doesn't seem quite equitable, does it?
To rich people, no, they're not going to like that.
Yeah.
Here's what Robin Voss, who often serves the rich, well, they call him Boss Voss. Here's what he had to say. Legislative Republicans worked tirelessly over the last few months to block Governor Evers' liberal tax and spending agenda. Unfortunately, because of his powerful veto authority, he reinstated some of it today.
Yeah.
The liberal given to the schools.
For 400 years. Crudy, Assembly Majority Leader Tyler August said the move broke a deal between Evers and GOP lawmakers on school funding as part of a broader agreement on a separate bill to boost funding for local governments that was aimed at saving Milwaukee from entering a fiscal crisis. Here's a quote from August. After months of good faith negotiations on major budget items, it is unacceptable. He went back on his word and broke our agreement. It will be difficult, if not impossible, to ever negotiate with this governor again in the future. Evers' spokeswoman, Britt Kutubek, said August, quote, was never part of any conversation the governor had with Republican leaders.
So he's complaining about negotiations he was not a part of.
If he had been, he'd know that the governor upheld every part of the bipartisan compromise reached with the speaker and the majority leader, Kutubek said in a tweet, referring to Voss and Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu. Dan Rossmiller, who represents the Wisconsin Association of School Boards, said the permanent annual funding increase was certainly appreciated, but Rossmiller said the impact of additional funding could vary by district and worried the increase wasn't enough to meet or exceed the rate of inflation for some districts. I wish the amount would have been higher, Rossmiller said. With inflation at 40-year highs, it's really important to be able to attract and retain teachers and staff and be able to pay the increased cost of everything in a school district's budget.
Well, over the next 400 years, it will cast out in the right trajectory.
I think so, perhaps.
That's quite a deal, Dom. One more point. Evers, in regards to the elimination of the DEI money, right? Evers vetoed the elimination of 188 UW system jobs. He vetoed a plan from Republican lawmakers to eliminate 188 positions within the UW system focused on diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, but maintained the $32 million cut in funding that was paired with the staffing reduction. Now, Republicans put $32 million into a fund UW officials may request money from as long as the GOP-controlled committee approves the officials' plans for its use. So if I understood that, Dom, he moved some money around, kept all the employees, and also retained the $32 million cut, although he can still go back to the committee and seek the $32 million after the fact. So this is not a total veto. Oh, this, what do you do about the RNC?
Yeah, this one as well. The RNC, the Republican National Convention, will be held in Milwaukee next year. Could see less money come from taxpayers under the governor's action on Wednesday. Evers vetoed. He vetoed a $10 million grant for Visit Milwaukee, the city's tourism bureau, that Republicans included in the state budget without restrictions for how the money could be spent. Evers left in place $1 million for Visit Milwaukee and moved $9 million to the State Department of Tourism budget for marketing. So it seems to me what he pulled some of that money, $9 million out from the GOP or the RNC here in Milwaukee and put it towards general marketing expense.
I think Civic Media should be reaching out to the Wisconsin Tourism.
I think so.
For some of their marketing budget. Apparently they've got a windfall.
A little bit more here. Republican legislative leaders did not immediately say whether they would try to override Evers' budget action. Republicans failed to achieve a veto-proof supermajority in the Assembly in the November election, and any veto override would require three Dems to join all Republicans in an override vote. Republicans could also schedule a vote when a handful of Democrats are absent. You know, that's how they play ball. I wouldn't be surprised.
Don't forget, Dom, there is one vacancy. Your new state senator, Dan Canodal.
Oh, no, God.
We got a July 18th special election coming up, don't we?
We do, yes.
We had
coming
his,
quick.
We had the Democratic candidate, Tatterborn, something of that sort.
A couple weeks ago, yeah.
It's the guy, he's got the tatter in his name. Vote for that guy.
Vote for that guy. Vote for the Dem.
Any other points here, Dom? He didn't veto the entirety of the budget.
Well, I guess, right, that's kind of the thing, right? No Dems, to my understanding, voted for this budget. It's probably, man, you know, it's the adult thing to do. Someone's got to govern. You got to deal with, you know, the cards that are given to you. And I think he did a fine job. I wonder if you could do other things in that regard to make new laws. But, you know, here we are, and now we move on. Next.
Moving on. When he signed it, July 5th. That's pretty moderate. It was supposed to be signed by the 1st. I remember being at a Scotty Wanker budget signing in July, like the 15th in Waukesha. I think he announced he was running for president the very next day.
Very eager, that
And then
former
like
governor.
70 days later, he was done.
He had to hurry up and get out and run for president because the people wanted more Scott Walker, don't you know?
Doesn't everybody want more Wanker?
Especially the Young Americas Foundation, the youth of America.
Young Adolphs?
Something like that.
I wonder what they did to celebrate the big national holiday.
Apparently, retweeting or putting out a Liberian flag. Looks very similar to the American flag, the national GOP. They had to delete that one and redo it, I guess.
Couldn't keep their flag straight. The American flag is the one that Trump humps on stage.
And it wasn't the Trump flag, so, you know, they're probably confused.
Very respectful what the former did with the flag.
Yeah.
I think he left a little DNA. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. We're back. It's the 5th of July. It's a Wednesday. It feels like Monday. We've got Scott Ross coming in studio. And you on the phones, perhaps. 844-96-PARTY.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Matt Rothschild of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
So here we have Jim Troupas, Dan Kelly, we got Michael Gableman, and the question is accountability, democracy, freedom. Are we going to let these forces who are hostile to democracy continue to try to take over our state? They may spout the value of freedom, but they don't want freedom.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Weekday afternoons, 2 until 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear overnight with a low of 54. Northwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm again tomorrow. Highs around 77. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow night. Lows level off around 58. Mid-70s Saturday with a chance for scattered storms. Turning warmer Sunday with highs in the low 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
You just gotta ignite the light and let it shine.
When they go low, just we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Make sure you stick around. Scott Ross, Firebrand Gemini, friend of the Devil's Advocates, going to join us at 430. But you can hit us up now, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I've got two fourth weekend stories. One, last time I saw you, Friday in Waukesha. I was driving home. I hit a deer.
You got to be careful, man. This is Wisconsin.
First time I ever hit a deer in my life. I was actually talking to my business partner, Sage. And I'm on the phone with Sage. He's, you know, he's a low-key guy.
Were you hands-free, Crudy?
No.
Come on,
I was,
man,
on speaker. I don't recall if it was the... No, I actually had one phone in the phone in one hand, not on the Bluetooth, on the speaker.
On speaker, gotcha.
Phone speaker.
Yeah.
So I'm driving, going about 80 hitting the east side of Madison, skip the Beltline, pulling into town, 3990, whatever it is. I can see the Stoughton Road exit up the, and a big ass buck comes running off the side of the road, and I'm going like 80, 75. I jam on the brakes, go right, try to counter steer, go around this thing, and I hit it, and its legs came out, it fell on the concrete. And then it hopped up like I meant to do that. And this thing goes galloping off across six lanes of traffic. And so I tell Sage, I'm like, holy man, you know, just hit a deer. And he's like, oh. He's like, okay, have a great weekend then. You know, like no reaction. Like, oh, I hit deer every day.
Don't worry about it.
Well, hey,
you know what? You keep your kill, Crudy. You should have gone back and got that thing.
I did speak with Joel Clayfish, our hunter, killer, yeah, cooker, yeah, buddy.
What are the rules?
Well, he said go back and run it over again.
Of course he did.
I don't know. My car was barely damaged, but there was like a skid mark on the hood. Like it did the Magnum across the hood. Like, the deer got up on the hood. There's little bend in my thing and a little bit of fur stuck in my headlight. And otherwise, you would have never known that a deer ran in front of me at like 80 miles per hour. Because somehow, being the marvelous driver I am.
That's not at all the case. But good news, you had a low car, so you got underneath it and kind of just scooted off.
Hopped it up on my hood.
All right.
The other part.
Kind of a tawny Catane.
Sort of, yes.
And Whitesnake. Yeah.
Yes. Here we go again on our own. And I also did a little work this weekend. I appeared on C-SPAN, the topic of the day, patriotism. And I appeared via Zoom from the cabin. I was out by the back door.
Is that what, because your video feed was not great. How's the internet over there, man? Because they didn't have you on, man.
I, in fact, referenced the fact that Tony Evers is using the federal dollars to make an investment in broadband expansion outstate. I had never tried to do a Zoom conference from our little cabin. And so anyways, they put up a graphic of yours truly. And they really started out with, like, I didn't even know who they were talking about. Like, are they introducing me? Let's play it for the people, E-Bone, while there's time and perhaps time for your calls. E-Bone, play Crudy on C-SPAN. Cut one.
We're joined next, however, by radio host Mike Crute, who is with us from KTNF in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Mike Crute, good morning and welcome to Washington Journal.
And then
well,
there's
thank
like,
you very much.
Thank you. A little delay. Thank you. I'm like, are they introducing me? Because I don't work for KTNF. I mean, I like those guys. We play out there, but, you know, that's not how I would self-identify. More.
You got to get some writers next time you agree to do these things, man.
They asked me what our listeners were like.
Awesome. Said, smart. Sexy.
And then there's CJ. Cut number two.
Mike, tell us about your show. When's it on and what are your listeners like?
Well, the Devil's Advocates radio show originates out of Madison, Wisconsin.
Thanks for that.
It's myself and my 30-year best friend and college roommate, Dominic Salvia.
Friend. Third best friend.
We broadcast from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time each weekday, and we play out on approximately 14 markets across Wisconsin, Chicago, Minneapolis, and on the Progressive Voices app.
Oh, that's mostly just me talking about us. What about the listeners? I guess I didn't get to them. What's the 4th of July mean to me? Cut number three.
Patriotism on this July 4th. What does that word, what does that mean? What does that mean to you?
Well, patriotism to me is twofold. One, it's love of country. And I personally am a military vet. I joined the Army 8 days after Iraq invaded Kuwait in 1990. So from a very personal point of view, that was my own personal patriotism.
Stupidity.
But I would say it manifests every day.
Right here in the radio.
Standing up for our country, standing up for what I believe are the truths and the truth. And I think that patriotism is really fighting to improve one's country each and every day. And I think that that's what we endeavor to do on the radio. And that's my version of patriotism.
Fine answer. I like that guy's answer. More of me on the ever-watched early morning July 4th edition of C-SPAN.
I actually saw it. I was at the gym working out on the
I can't believe you were at the gym on the 4th of July.
No, I got to do something, man. This doesn't just happen.
But you weren't even trying to watch me. You were flipping for Bloomberg.
And the thing double-skipped and went down to C-SPAN. I'm like, oh, yeah, see, Crudy. I was like, Crudy popped up. I was so excited, Crudy. But then I saw the graphics and incorrect information.
Wait.
But
we're short on time.
All right, go ahead.
Let's how people would find our show. It's kind of how I wrapped up the interview. And patriotism, the theme. Play it for the people. Cut six, E-Bone.
For folks who want to hear your show, is it available online?
The easiest way to find the Devil's Advocates is get the Civic Media app, Civic Media in the iOS or the Google Store. We play out on all our talk stations across the state. We are... Civic Media is a statewide network here in the state of Wisconsin. I'm the president of that corporation. My partner and I, he especially has made a huge financial investment here in the state of Wisconsin. But if you tune us in, get the Civic Media app. That's what the real patriots do.
Well, nice. I appreciate you taking time on this holiday, 4th of July, for joining us and hearing from our Washington Journal viewers. Mike Crute, thanks.
Thanks, Crute.
The most
this summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Record-setting heat from coast to coast. Jared Bowden is a firefighter in Bangor, Maine.
Make sure you're taking your extra breaks more often than normal because none of us that live in Maine are used to this kind of heat.
The FDA's granted full approval for an Alzheimer's drug for early-stage patients. 79-year-old Susie Mitchell has it.
I want to maintain a good life. I do not wish to be dependent for the rest of my life.
The drug does have some potentially serious side effects, including brain swelling and bleeding. President Biden speaking in South Carolina about the clean energy jobs being created by a new $60 million investment.
Well, that's 1,800 jobs across the country and up 600 permanent jobs right here in South Carolina. All a direct result of the so-called Inflation Reduction Act we wrote in the past.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Malarkey. The Devil's Advocates invented malarkey.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the July 5th Hump Day Hangover Edition. You know, I had a bit of a fuzzy head that morning on C-SPAN. Might shock you, but I don't normally get up on a holiday at 8:30 in the morning to appear on, I guess that's network television. Well, I was surprised at the number of callers they had on the topic of patriotism, though. You know, just like that many people listen to C-SPAN. Let's get to some of our.
Well, I know, if I may, though, was there any? Because, you know, the whole patriotism thing, it seems like, you know, the white Christian nationals kind of take this thing over. Like, they're the only ones that can be patriotic. And all you patriots, like, you know, the ones that stormed the Capitol, they view themselves as patriotic. And I just think that's not very patriotic. I think that's kind of rebellious.
Well, the real patriots get the civic media app, as I pointed out, and listen to us there.
Yes,
that's
they
what the
do.
Real patriots do.
Did you hear any definitions other than?
They're as they had a CJ sort. They had a troll.
Right. Yeah,
and the troll said something to the effect: this woman apparently had said that there was a Ukrainian man that lived in her neighborhood, or she had some interaction with this person, and this guy had come to America effectively to. You know, leave a war zone.
Right.
That was his rationale for coming here. And she was so, you know, put back by the fact that this guy would immigrate here that she was ready to leave America.
Oh, wow.
And she called the Ukrainian man a coward. Although I don't know how she looked at her own conduct. If he's a coward for leaving a war, what are you for leaving because you don't like immigrants? Just a bigot? I don't... So,
yeah,
you know how it goes.
Yeah.
When there's one sort of bigoted-y, carrot-y, troll sort of lady, other callers, like even an hour later, are still commenting on, and I got to talk about Bertha.
You're right.
So we'll see who inspires future callers, because our eagerly anticipated firebrand of a guest, Gemini, Scott Ross. Apparently a little detained in traffic.
We'll see when he gets here. He'll be here shortly. We promise.
We'll see. We'll see if we've still got time for him or if we'll bump him for Gary from Sussex. How you doing, Gary? Welcome back.
Hey, Gary.
Hi, guys. Hey, I'm sorry I missed on C-SPAN yesterday, but that would have been kind of cool. Hey, I got
an audience of dozens. I feel quite confident, Gary.
Yeah, I bet. I do got a couple questions for you. First of all, I never hit a deer, but I was following behind a guy who did hit a deer, and half the deer, the hind legs, went right through the windshield, right through the passenger seat, took out the passenger seat, and ended up in the back seat. And the other half of the deer ended up in front of my car. That was a front half.
Wow.
So hitting a deer at a high rate of speed will kill you.
I've heard that. Joel Clayfish said... He said, in your little tin can, Crudy, you're lucky, because it was a big buck. It had a big rack, Gary. And, you know, if that rack had come through my windshield, you'd be at my funeral this week.
That'd been bad.
Or avoiding it.
Well, I hope not. But I do want to make a comment about the Supreme Court last week on the ruling about this gal that owned a website worker, and she didn't want to do it for the gay couple.
Yeah.
Okay. So what? Okay. See, the thing is this: I have, and you know, I'm a heating and air conditioning guy. I have quite a few homosexual gay couples. Okay, that doesn't bother me. I go out there and I fix their stuff. I'm very nice to them. Everything is good. We don't talk about anything. I go over there because I want to. Because they are a customer that needs heat or air conditioning, whatever. But I don't want the government going out there and making me do things that I don't want to do if it's against my belief.
But Gary, let me ask you, do you have to, if you're in business and you go to a black person's home, are you mandated? But understand, Gary, you could not discriminate against that very same person for being black.
No, and this customer called me. I'm working out in Waukesha. I go all the way out to 37th and Silver Spring, and take care of that person. It was flooding because the drain line was plugged, and they thanked me for coming out on such short notice. I mean, I was there within like 2 hours of them calling me, and no, I help anybody. It doesn't matter who they are.
But the question, though, Gary, let me throw a couple of things at you here, Gary. Number one, this case that was brought up apparently didn't exist. I'm not clear that this lady actually ever made a website for anybody, let alone...
No one ever even asked her to. The evidence in the case is perhaps, let's just say, fabricated.
So that being said, number two, my understanding of the reading of this is one of the reasons they came down the way they did, they thought this was somehow free speech, and that providing this product or service to the public was some sort of form of expression because it had a creative bent to it. And for somehow, some way, she was able to use that as her basis, her religion, to influence that part of it. Because she couldn't do it by, what, putting nails into a wall. You know what I'm saying, Gary? So there are very specific, you know, reasons why this one went the way it did. We can go that way. But I want to, to your specific question, do you think as someone engaged in business to the public that you should be able to refuse to do business with somebody because of their race, creed, religion, ethnicity, gender, etc.? Do you think that should be allowed in the civil discourse of business in this country?
Well, I don't know, but I know that if I went into a fancy restaurant dressed the way I am right now in shorts and a tank top, they have a right to refuse to let me in.
Okay, but that's not a protected class. I mean, I'm not a fan of going up to Mackinac Island and putting on a jacket to go to the fancy hotel. But if I had to do that and everyone has to do that, that's different than saying, well, you're black, you can't come in here. So, no, well, very specifically, Gary, I mean, I think there's a reason why that, because people will refuse to do business with black people or women or, you know, minorities or gay couples or whatever the case may be, because they're bigoted, and they hide that bigotry behind their Bible, man. That's very problematic.
Not saying that's you, Gary, just saying that's people.
Yeah, I know, but the friends, most of my friends that I do have are either my neighbors, they may be Christians or not, they go to church or whatever. It doesn't matter. But any of my Christian friends that I know would never discriminate against anybody. I don't know. I've never heard of.
How about against an atheist? Against a punk atheist like Dominic.
I have no problems. I mean, I'd come out and fix either one of you guys' house.
Well, right, and that's how it should be.
But you wouldn't buy us drinks, though, would you, Gary?
That's how it should be, Gary. That's how it should be. Yeah. But unfortunately, I mean, this case, if you agree with it, then you think, yes, I should be able to hide behind my religion, embrace my bigotry because the Bible says that man shall not lay with man. But here's the thing, Gary, I don't see her. You know, if I go there and say, hey, I want you to do my restaurant and I'm offering shellfish, shrimp, and lobster, is she going to also refuse me? Or maybe open up a retail shop where I mix my linens and wools, Gary? You know what I'm saying? There's all sorts of things in the Bible that you're not supposed to do if you read it, and we've had these conversations, Gary, that I don't think you should be able to discriminate against the general public because you claim to have a religious belief.
And many use the Bible as justification for slavery in early times in America, Gary.
All right, but the thing is this. That case was that she was supposed to go out there and make a website for this gay and lesbian couple. Now, they also had a ruling about the cake guy, and they overruled that. And they also were in favor years ago for...
But, Gary, you realize the same court that ruled on Thursday that affirmative action is no longer a thing, that we're a post-racial society and ethnicity should not be a qualifier. On the very next day, they issued a decision that said, but you can discriminate against someone on the basis of your religion. They're very contradictory rulings, Gary. Like, this form of discrimination is acceptable under law, but utilizing ethnicity is not acceptable under law. They're contradictory. The very same six came up with totally different rulings justified by their Bible, I think, Gary.
Let me ask you a question once. What if the government required you to have me come on your show and get my own little show a half an hour after or an hour after you were off the air, that the government would make you hire me? Now,
they couldn't make me hire you, Gary, but once upon a time they did require that news talk programs like this one, if I had a firebrand liberal like Scott Ross in studio, that I would offer some sort of contrary opinion, perhaps someone that was right of center. A counterbalance. I think they
went no place. It went no place.
Well, that was a federal mandate for years. That was removed under Reagan, I believe, Gary.
Okay. Well, the thing's over. What about paying off the student loans? I'm very happy that they didn't do that. I paid off our loans, my wife and I. And if some kid goes to college for a year and goes out and doesn't finish his schooling and then he drops out because he's partying all the time and I'm supposed to pay for that? No.
Well, what if they're not partying all the time? Maybe they had a health emergency because, of course, we don't have health care in this country. Maybe they got to drop out to take care of elder parents. I mean, people get breaks all the time, Gary. Did you get some PPP money?
I know that.
You know what I'm saying? So here's the deal. Here's the deal, man. These kinds of situations, we have not funded. We have not properly funded our education. You got to get more than a high school education generally in this world these days, Gary. So, no, giving people a break, if you're fine with the billionaires and the PPP and all these other things, I mean, if student loans behave like billionaires, they'd get breaks, Gary, but they don't.
The fact of the matter is you choose to go to college. You know before you go to college
sure.
you're getting the
sure,
loan.
Sure, of course you do. But you know what you can't do, Gary? You can't write it off in bankruptcy. How about this, Gary? Would you go along? How come you can't write it off in bankruptcy? Do you think, Gary, you should be able to write off your student loans in a bankruptcy filing? You can write off everything else? How about that?
I don't think... First of all, I've never come close to bankruptcy.
I'm not saying you have, but in the process of bankruptcy, you can no longer write off your student loans, Gary. So you're locked in for life. And that was a change. That wasn't always that way, Gary. So now you're stuck with it.
I think these colleges and universities should start charging a reasonable amount of money to go to college. And we don't want everybody.
What about the for-profit colleges, Gary? Should we eliminate for-profit colleges of higher education, air quotes, that charge tuition, and often the graduates are not able to find work because their degrees don't credential them in most professional fields. Think the University of Phoenix, Gary.
Think Trump University.
And you know who those often target? People with the GI Bill, veterans. A lot of veterans come back and don't finish their college degrees, Gary. And they find out the 2 years of the University of Phoenix really didn't qualify them to do anything.
Yeah, that's sad. I'd be
well, it's sad. It's a hustle. It doesn't seem like a hustle, Gary.
I went to school, and then he told me my degree is worthless, you know?
At least you don't have a mass comm degree, Gary. We got Scott Ross in studio. We'll start with him in a minute, but let's get a few more callers in before this segment's over. Jeannie from Eau Claire, welcome.
Hey, Jeannie.
What do you got for us, Jeannie?
Hi, guys. Yeah, I think, you know, Gary, you sound like a really nice guy, and I'm really glad that you work with people and that you have Christian values. I guess Christianity means a lot of different things to different people. However, with the student loan business, I was never aware until I listened to the show, and some of your younger people and other people who have had student loans, I never realized how much it costs to go to school now.
It's way more than it used to be, Jeannie.
No lie. And then also is not being able to refinance your loan at a lower level, or if you get hurt or injured or you can't claim bankruptcy, that amazes me. That's a dirty deal, and they need to help these people that were taken advantage of. So I'm an old lady, and I think those people need to get help with their student loans. The rich people get bailed out all the time. They can claim bankruptcy and start another business. God darn it, help out the students. We need doctors. We need educated people in our society. Thank you, guys. You have a good day.
Thank you, Jeannie, for listening. We've got a fine guest joining us momentarily on the airwaves. He's in the Solidarity Realty Studios. Now he's Scott Ross. He's a Gemini. He's a firebrand. He's wearing a tuxedo shirt. Not sure what that is. Come back with us. We'll tell you all about his wardrobe.
What, dude?
His style choices.
You're looking good, Scott.
More Devil's Advocates. Always looking good. We're bringing sexy back.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. Hey.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
It feels like they're trying to pit the teachers against the parents, and all of us can come together to say, look, stop trying to, you know, divide and conquer and work with us. And they're still trying to hide and say, well, the JFC cut it. There's nothing I can do. Yes, there is. You can vote for the amendment to continue child care counts.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Cockroaches, not that bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing, you can call them up here.
Are they really
and
palmetto bugs? Yes.
Yeah, and they're a great source of protein. They're Did going you know to be that? The lobsters of the future.
They also that. Got salmonella, and they can lay like 40 eggs at once.
Well, they gotta work out a few big. Kinks there, okay? They gotta work out a few kinks.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies overnight with a low of 54. Winds out of the northwest around 5 miles an hour. Highs level off around 77. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow night. Lows level off around 58. Cloudy skies expected. Mid-70s Saturday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Low 80s Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup starting at 6 AM. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Happy Friday to us all. If you miss any of this fine program, go to the civicmedia.us website. You can check out the Devil's Advocates, listen to podcasts and interviews, and of course, the super cool app. Download the updated app. You can follow along. You can text and call right from the app. It's super cool.
We just had a super cool guest. He was Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, and we'd had Chris Abley, his predecessor in the office. And I got to say, I prefer the company of David, at least if we're partying. Yeah. I mean, I've tried partying with both men, and I've seen Abley hold that beer, but I've never seen him actually drink that beer.
Oh, okay, yes. We're very specific here in Milwaukee.
We drink when we toast.
Yes, we toast when we drink. Thank you, County Executive David Crawford.
Yeah, always great to have him come around. Maggie Dawn coming around in a very short time. She is Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, but more importantly, she's the host of the Maggie Dawn Show, and she's a friend of ours, and she's going to have much reaction to the Supreme Court rulings. If you are a student loan borrower, get ready to start paying it back.
Good luck with all that.
There will be no forgiveness. I'm not quite sure why this was a issue for the courts and why it was... Anyways, we'll get into it.
Yes, the overreach of the executive branch and yada, yada, yada. I mean, we'll get there.
There was one other ruling, was there not?
What was the other one today?
Come on, man.
No, man, it's been a long, long, long week. Oh, the website. Yes,
oh, yeah. You can't
You can't make me go to Rainbow Land. I don't want to go to Rainbow Land, the 303 Creative. So what? She never actually was asked to make a website? How does this thing even get to where...
I have actually seen reporting that there is a question of the veracity of the actual evidence, whether or not she or someone may have actually created this false premise. Because the person whose name is being utilized said, first and foremost, I'm not gay, I'm married to a female. Second of all, they apparently just used my website and my address. But I never made the request that they build me a website for a gay wedding or any other. And there is some question of whether or not the underlying evidence is even valid. But this whole thing is based on a hypothetical, effectively.
What? Don't you have to have harm, some standing? Aren't those things that are important cases?
I've heard a couple of my smart lawyery friends talking about the ripeness of it. First it was Matt, and then it was Maggie.
The ripeness.
Oh, I'm feeling a little ripe. The studio's a little warm in here, but I don't think that's what she meant.
No, okay.
the ripeness. Oh, one other thing. Bad week for Geraldo. Geraldo, he got fired from the Five, and now he has quit Fox News.
So he was fired from the Five, but still employed by Fox, and then he quit Fox News. I mean, if you're not going to be on the Five, why would you even bother?
Here is how he had his send-off this morning. Perhaps only Geraldo Rivera, an accomplished showman, as much as a journalist, could have turned his departure from Fox News into a suspenseful week-long drama. Rivera, who joined Fox News as a war correspondent in 2001, after a colorful and at times controversial career as a syndicated television host, he's still looking for Al Capone's buried treasure. I watched that.
Thing. I did too.
He announced last week he would soon be leaving the 5 p.m. panel show that he appeared on regularly, The Five. It was his choice, he told the Associated Press. And yet at that time, he left open the possibility he would remain with Fox in his role as an correspondent at large, continuing on with the guest appearances occasionally. As he posted shirtless photos last week, letting his Twitter followers know that he was contemplating retirement, shirtless, he began to tease the day on which he would announce his decision, Friday, June 30th. I am unsure about my next career move, and I will announce next Friday here on Twitter and live on The Five whether I stay with Fox or do something else with your support. Rivera had said he would make his final two appearances on The Five on Thursday and Friday. It seemed as if they would be appointment viewing, but Rivera's plan for a grand reveal apparently got altered during the course of a high-speed boat ride. Early Thursday afternoon, Rivera, wearing a backward baseball cap, personalized with Geraldo, because don't we all wear
my own swag?
I got my Crudy hats at home. Posted an upbeat video diary from a vessel speeding towards Lower Manhattan with hours to go before the broadcast. I'm back in my happy place, he declared, grinning broadly. Hopefully, I'll get more time to do more of this. In a second boat video, the man's really into boat videos, Tom.
Wow.
Dispatched 2 hours later, something seemed to change. It doesn't look like I'm going to be on The Five, he said. His natural exuberance dimmed. I mean, I'm not going to be on The Five. I've been fired from The Five. He went on to explain. He explained that he decided to quit Fox News after being removed from the panel show. Instead, he teased a Friday morning appearance on Fox and Friends, which he said could be his last for the network after 22 years. Would he, though? After a week of narrating his own story about his status in Fox News, it seemed reasonable to wonder. But after staying mum on Rivera for the last week, Fox News finally released a statement Thursday night confirming that Rivera would be leaving the network. An amicable conclusion. I wonder if he got a $12 million payoff, Dom. The statement said that Fox would be celebrating him with the final appearance on the morning show. Very few broadcasters get the chance to say goodbye.
We got 10 days to say goodbye, Crudy.
Even as he expressed love for Fox last week in a Twitter video filmed from alongside a Hampton swimming pool, Rivera was clearly frustrated with the tenor of discussions on the program. Although Rivera's on-air value was rooted in his heated and passionate on-air clashes with colleagues, that's your value as well, Tom. Oh,
thank you.
The nature of his disagreements with permanent co-hosts Greg Gutfield and Janine Pirro, Judge Janine.
Janine Pirro?
Seem to have turned particularly, I hate that word, acerbic. And he began to appear less frequent.
I can see why Geraldo would be mad when someone keeps stealing the wine. Fox News, Crudy, as you mentioned, agrees to pay $12 million to settle hostile workplace suit. The settlement with the former producer, Abby Grossberg, the latest development on a series of legal battles. $12 million. She accused the network of operating a hostile and discriminatory workplace and coercing her into providing false testimony in a deposition.
She was Tucker's booker.
Yeah.
Tucker rhymes with Tucker.
Not only do you have this terrible workplace where, you know, anti-Semitic and yada, 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 poor treatment of women and minorities.
Well, they like to be fair and balanced.
Oh, yeah. By the way, will you please lie in a deposition? I mean, Fox News folks, if you didn't know, they lie to you. I mean, they get their producers to lie to you. in legal documents. They're liars.
You know,
you can tell because they're paying out millions of dollars for it.
Almost a billion in that last defamation suit. That's why I don't go on Fox anymore. But I will be on C-SPAN July 4th, 8:30 a.m. Please tune in.
This summer, 5:40 a.m. WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 a.m. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 5:40 a.m. WAUK.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This